About a decade ago, concerns about energy independence, greenhouse gas emissions, and the need to boost rural economies led Congress to launch policies in support of biofuels, corn ethanol most notably. But the idea was that, eventually, more of this U.S.-produced fuel would be cellulosic, derived from corn residue, wheat straw, or other biomass. And yet the EPA has had to radically reduce expectations because today there's not a single commercial-scale plant producing cellulosic ethanol. But that's about to change.
Can you see by the dawn's
At a ceremony in Nevada, Iowa, DuPont Industrial Biosciences celebrated construction of its first commercial cellulosic plant. DuPont expects it to come online in 2014, eventually producing 30 million gallons per year of ethanol from corn residue, or stover, leaves, husks, cobs. In a speech, President Jim Collins said the company overcame technological, economic, and supply chain challenges.
It's been an incredible journey, and one that we knew would require thinking differently. It would require not just invention, but new types of innovation. Not just cooperation, but new methods of collaboration.
Meanwhile, in southwest Kansas, Abengoa Bioenergy is about a year ahead of DuPont. Executive Vice President Chris Standley says in Hugoton, they've already put in roads, tanks, and some buildings.
It's really, really making progress, so we're quite pleased with the way things are taking shape.
Standley says Abengoa's feedstock includes corn stover, wheat straw, and sorghum stubble, and could eventually expand to switchgrass and even waste wood. POET DSM Advanced Biofuels also has a plant expected to begin production in late 2013 in Emmitsburg, Iowa. That company plans to produce cellulosic alongside grain ethanol. A few other plants are in the works around the country, but oil giant BP recently scrapped plans for one in Florida. Great uncertainty remains about the profitability of commercial-scale cellulosic. Iowa State University economist Dave Swenson says, until now, no company has been willing to take the risk, even with government subsidies.
I'm going to assume that the federal subsidy is an important part of their potential profitability, and that without it, that we wouldn't be seeing this.
Even with the new plants going up, Swenson points out that since the renewable fuel standard was established, the country's energy portrait has changed, and not to the benefit of cellulosic.
It's topsy-turvy from what it was a decade ago.
He says energy independence no longer appears to rely so heavily on new biofuels because natural gas is playing a larger role than expected. For now, rural economies will get a boost from the new plants. But the long-term prognosis for cellulosic remains unclear. What's certain is that the industry will come nowhere near that 1 billion gallon goal for 2013. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.